What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Locked On Pirates podcast. I am, of course, your host, who does the most, Ethan Smith. I hope you all are having a phenomenal Wednesday here this afternoon. Lots of news again from the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. Yesterday, they pick up Michael Perez. See, look, I'm already stuck, but they have two Perezes at catcher now after adding Roberto Perez from the Cleveland Guardians yesterday via free agency. He comes over on a one-year, $5 million deal. We will get into that and why the move could potentially be good and the implications of the move as well. Also, we're going to talk about the prospects that the Pirates got back in the Jacob Stallings trade from the Miami Marlins today. Zach Thompson, Kyle Nicholas, and Connor Scott. We're going to go a little deep into them. You're going to get to see some stats on the screen as well today, so that should be a little fun. And finally, we're going to say goodbye to Stephen Brault, Colin Moran, and Chad Kuhl, who have all departed now and will be free agents after being non-tendered for their contracts due to being a part of arbitration. That is what we're going to be getting into today. But before we start today's episode, of course, I want to thank you all for making me your first listen of the day every single day. You can listen to Locked On Pirates on Spotify, Odyssey, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, where you can see my wonderful face, anywhere you can get your podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team, your Pittsburgh Pirates every day. And let's get right into it.
You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Alrighty, guys, and as the music plays, you know that it means it's time for us to get into today's episode. Happy December. December 1st already. We are in the month of December. The offseason seems like it's flying by, but of course, tomorrow and before I started this podcast, the players and the union of the players, as well as the owners, stopped talking today. So a lockout appears to be starting on tomorrow. So a CBA lockout is imminent. We all thought it would be imminent, and it is here. But until next week, we are going to try to stray away from the CBA talk just because I'm not going to really know what's going on. And neither are you guys really until all the reports come out on it. But we'll see what happens over the next couple of months. We'll see if the CBA lockout lasts as long as some people think it is. Most reports I see say that it's going to last until February. I'm not entirely sure about that. But we'll see. But as I mentioned in the intro today, today's podcast, of course, will be about catching for the most part and some players departing, something that has become kind of the talk of the town here with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And we're going to get started today, of course, by talking about Roberto Perez. Now, Roberto Perez, of course, a veteran catcher, 32 years old, coming over from the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Indians. Roberto Perez, of course, if you want to look at this move under a microscope, you can really see it now that picking up Roberto Perez, realistically, it kind of turns into Jacob Stallings for Roberto Perez, Zach Thompson, Kyle Nicholas, and Connor Scott. That's kind of what this turned into now, if you really want to get into that kind of mode of thinking and put it under a microscope. But 1 year, $5 million can't hurt too much. And as today, we're going to try something a little different. I am going to cover my face here. But as you can see, the Pirates did add Roberto Perez, who won two gold gloves in 2019 and 2020. You can see here on the stat line, you know, 271 was his best year in his rookie year. Also, his least amount of at-bats, though. After that, he really kind of turned into a defensive first catcher. And that's really the biggest thing that you saw from him here. As you see in 2015, 2016, 2017, he kind of dips. Of course, recently, I'd say his best year was probably 2019 in Cleveland, 119 games, his only season where he saw over 100 games on his career. Of course, 45 walks, 24 home runs. That's the kind of thing the Pirates, I think, are hoping they get from Roberto Perez, but we will see with him being 32 years old. And over the past 2 years, of course, he has dealt with some injuries as well, so that could be a big deal. And you put under a microscope of what he did in 2021 for Cleveland, only 44 games, 7 home runs, 17 RBIs, 17 walks. The strikeout number, kind of concerning. 56 strikeouts to 17 walks. That's kind of concerning. And I mean, you see what he did in 2019 as well. That's the one that I want to kind of keep putting under a microscope here. 45 walks to 127 strikeouts, but I don't think they're really bringing in Roberto Perez for his hitting, per se. I think they're more or less looking for the idea of having him as a defensive first catcher, much like Jacob Stallings was. As you see on the awards all the way on the far right, he did win a Gold Glove those 2 years in 2019 and 2020, which is going to be very nice for him. I fully expect him to do very well. I think he'll do fine as a catcher defensively. Offensively, we'll see what we get out of him. I think if he can at least hit in the kind of in that range where he was in 2019 in the 239, 240 range, I think that should be fine. He's definitely the starting catcher as of right now, considering at the current moment with the 40-man roster, he is the only player, only catcher on the 40-man roster, so that makes things pretty interesting. And I'll leave this on the screen just a little bit longer if you guys want to look at some more stuff here from what we see for his hitting cycle. Of course, career 206 guy, 280 or 297 on base percentage, 360 slugging, 657 OPS. He's not going to blow you away at all in terms of the hitting aspect of things, but we'll see what we get out of him in terms of that. Realistically, again, I mean, you can't really hurt on the move. He's going to make about double of what we would have paid Jacob Stallings, so that kind of made people upset. But again, you look at it from under a microscope, you get three prospects, three lottery tickets per se, if you want to look at it that way, and you also pick up Roberto Perez on 1 year. Maybe if he plays well, you can extend him as well into 2023. I think he'd be a phenomenal backup catcher for Henry Davis if Henry Davis does come up in 2023. Very big possibility that that does happen, so we can see that here in the near future as well. And I mean, realistically, again, I'm not going to grade this move or anything, but I do think it was an okay move. Yan Gomes was really a guy that a lot of people were looking at in Pirates land. He ended up going to the Chicago Cubs for a much higher price tag. I think he would have been a better option, of course. I think he's a better player than Roberto Perez, but I think Roberto Perez, for what the Pirates are going to accomplish in 2022, which is of right now with projections, it looks like they're going to be a 100-loss team once again. He's not the worst catcher to have in terms of a 100-loss team. I think he's going to do well in the defensive run save department. This Pirates team, of course, bringing back Kevin Newman yesterday as well, is going to remain a good defensive team. Brian Reynolds, of course, still here. Key Brian Hayes, hopefully they get a full year under his belt as well to continue that reign of very good defense, where, again, they were really efficient in that area this year, tying the Astros for the best fielding percentage in all of baseball. And I think Roberto Perez can contribute to that, and I think that's what they're really looking for. As of right now, too, I think one of the things, if we do get a spring training at some point, I think Michael Perez and Michael Perez and the other minor league catcher that they just picked up alongside Jared Eichhoff, I think that they could really contend for that backup catcher spot, and the other will end up being in Indianapolis. So that'll be a fun spring training thing to watch. I think there's going to be a lot of spring training battles heading into this year, so that'll be really fun to cover and all that good stuff. But I would go into this season fully expecting Roberto Perez to be the starting catcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't think anything points to the reason why he wouldn't be, if that makes sense, and that's what I would fully expect. And the move realistically also makes perfect sense as well. You get a strong defensive catcher. I fully expect him to be the starter of the Pittsburgh Pirates heading into 2022. We'll see if they maybe add another guy in the Rule 5 draft if we have one. We'll see if they add another guy in free agency if they have a chance throughout today, and then maybe after the lockout is done. But Roberto Perez is a Pittsburgh Pirate. Not much else to say on that. But before we get into the next part of today's podcast, I want to let you guys know about one of my favorite sponsors of the podcast, and that is Built Bar. Through this holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar, filled with so much holiday goodness, rich in decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein, makes you get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra fuel that you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse, you never know when you're going to need it. Because it's a season of peace and love, don't bring up your favorite Built Bar flavor at family parties. People are so passionate about their favorite flavors, like me. I like my cookies and cream, but I know you guys like what you like too, so they'll fight for it and things could get out of hand. Friends with Santa? Well, tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings. With so many flavors, they'd make anyone's Christmas morning a happy one. Want to cozy up with something warm? Here's a holiday secret. Dip your Built Bar into a piping hot of cocoa. A hot cup of cocoa, let it melt a little, and give your beverage a bit of that Built Bar flavor. Plus, you'll have a nice and melty Built Bar to go with it. So, be sure to have a couple napkins on hand as well. Like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. Taste so good, you won't even believe that they're filled with protein. Make sure you go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off of your next order, and they'll send you this nifty little box as well with some stuff in it. They always send me stuff all the time. They will send you some stuff as well. So go get hooked on Built Bar, the best protein bars on the market. Welcome back, of course, to the Locked On Pirates podcast. I am, of course, so happy that you guys all choose to make me your first listen of the day every single day here at the Locked On Podcast Network. And part of what happened yesterday as well, Jacob Stallings, of course, on Monday was gone. I kind of let it simmer for a little bit, but I wanted to break down the prospects acquired in the Jacob Stallings trade. A lot of people not too overwhelmed with the trade, as I really wasn't either, I'll be honest. But there's some potential here. There's some potential. And when I show you guys this real quick, this is going to be pitcher Zach Thompson. Zach Thompson, of course, 28 years of age. Kind of been an okay starter. He was an okay starter last year for the Marlins down the stretch. 3.24 ERA and 14 starts, 3-7 win-loss record. You guys know me, when it comes to getting pitchers from teams like the Pirates and like the Marlins and stuff, I tend not to really look at win-loss record. I more or less look at the idea of, where's your ERA? What was your earned runs? Bases on balls versus strikeouts, stuff like that. And where you see him, strikeouts and walks, 66 strikeouts to 28 walks, gotta love it. Only hit three batters on the year, a 129 ERA plus, 3.69 FIP, 1.213 whip. And one of the things I really liked, by the way, was his home runs per nine number. He seemed to limit the home run ball a lot. He only gave up 6 in 14 starts, so that's not too terrible. 0.7 per nine on that number. And we'll see what we get out of Zach Thompson. I think he can be a reliable starter for this team. Hopefully he can eat innings as well. And he's only 28 years old, as I mentioned before, so he's not going to be the oldest player that the Pirates have ever had before. And I think he has a chance to be a reliable starter here for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the near future. I mean, I think he'll insert himself into the rotation in 2022 alongside JT Brubaker, Mitch Keller, Jose Quintana, Miguel Yajure, Roenzi Contreras at some point. So I have no issue with Zach Thompson, I don't think. I think he can easily be a 5-innings pitch kind of starter for you. If he can keep a 3.24 ERA as well, I think that'll make Pirates fans very happy. Pitching, of course, probably the one weakness that the team has at the current moment. So I really liked Zach Thompson in this deal. I wish he was a little younger. I wish he had a little bit more upside, but 3.24 ERA with a projection of a 3.67. I'll take that every day of the week with the pitching staff that we have right now. Maybe later down the line when more starters get involved, as Zach Thompson cements himself here in Pittsburgh, maybe he moves to the bullpen as a long reliever. You also can't ever go wrong with a long reliever that has a 3-point-something ERA as well. As long as he's below a 4, I think most Pirates fans will be happy with that. Now, this one's going to probably cover my face a little bit more, but interestingly enough, Connor Scott, the outfielder picked up in the trade from the Miami Marlins, has played for Greensboro before. As you see, he played in the Sal League down there in 2018, and he didn't do too bad. You look at these minor league stats, he's never cracked the major league roster down there in Miami, but a .253 career batting average, .319 on-base percentage, .381 slugging, and a .700 OPS. Not too terrible. You can't really get too mad about that. He doesn't have a lot of power As you can see, he only has 16 career home runs, but he's an RBI machine, 100 RBIs over the course of his three seasons at all levels. And another thing that I love to always talk about, 97 walks to 265 strikeouts. A lot of strikeouts there, but 97 walks, that means he's very disciplined at the plate. And I want to take you guys and look at that 2019 where he was in Clinton and Jupiter. I mean, he did very well, 11 walks to 26 strikeouts, 31 walks to 91 strikeouts. You guys know I love the strikeout to walk rate when it comes to pitchers and hitters. I absolutely adore it. But I think that 2019 was easily his big step up. As you see in 2018, one home run, 13 RBIs, and then of course five home runs and 41 RBIs in 2019. And then we look most recently at 2021, where he was in high A, 10 home runs, 46 RBIs, 31 walks, and a 276 average. So all numbers that point to being a pretty good player overall. And, you know, I like what I see in Connor Scott. He's just yet another piece to add to the puzzle here in this outfield, where we already saw Caden Smith and Jigba get added to the 40-man roster. Sure, Cal Mitchell maybe will stay. Jack Sawinski, another guy there as well. You got Travis Swaggerty, who was added to the 40-man roster. A lot of guys that you could throw out there. Maybe they still experiment with O'Neill Cruz as well. So we'll see in due time if Connor Scott does get his chance. Of course, you see that he really hasn't played any, he has not played any level above single A baseball yet. So, of course, going to be a bit of time before you see him. I think he'll kind of be on track of where Hudson Head is. Maybe Hudson Head is about a year ahead of him. Not really sure, but we'll see what we get out of it from Connor Scott. And now you get to see my wonderful face again before I then show you Kyle Nicholas. There you see Kyle Nicholas. Been in that system over there in Miami since 2018. You see Ball State actually is where he did most of his pitching in the NCAA for 3 years in the Mid-American Conference. The ERA was kind of concerning in college, but of course you look at Pensacola where he was playing for the Blue Wahoos in Double A. Blue Wahoos, one of my favorite names in all of minor league baseball. 2.52 ERA. Now I like that, but Kyle Nicholas, really think he's going to be more of a bullpen guy. But you can never have enough bullpen arms when you're a team that's not really that great. Speaking of bullpen arms, there's a real chance, apparently, that Richard Rodriguez could be on his way back to Pittsburgh after the Atlanta Braves decided to non-tender him today. So that could be a big development to follow. And at 2.52 ERA, kind of interesting to cover as well, considering he only pitched 39.1 innings down there. But again, going back to strikeout versus walk rate, 25 walks to 50 strikeouts. So every one walk, he gets two strikeouts. You gotta love to see that. Around the same whip as Zach Thompson, 1.220, so you like to see that. A much lower home runs per nine, or actually the same home runs per nine, but, you know, lower hits per nine. I think he'll be okay. Kyle Nicholas, again, another guy that you can't really look at, and he doesn't, like, rock your page or anything. Of course, his best year in college was in 2020 in the shortened year for the most part, but then also in Charlottesville in the Val League, he actually did pretty okay as well in those six games. But if you look at the sample size of much more, like where he played more than 12 or 15 games, his ERA spikes a little bit, so that's kind of concerning. But that's really kind of a simple breakdown of the guys that you see. That was some stats that you get to see from Kyle Nicholas, Zach Thompson, and Connor Scott. Again, you can't be too mad at the deal for the most part now. Of course, if they weren't able to get a catcher like Roberto Perez or somebody like that, again, Roberto Perez not going to be somebody you want to write home about, but maybe this trade works out for the Pirates, maybe it doesn't. A lot of these times with these kind of trades, a lot of it's a dart throw. You maybe Zach Thompson, like I said, maybe he turns into a reliable pitcher. Maybe he turns into a reliable starter. Connor Scott, maybe he's a good fourth outfielder for you on a winning team in a couple of years. And Kyle Nicholas, maybe he turns into a reliable reliever alongside Dave Bednar, Chris Stratton, and those guys. Maybe that's what happens, but maybe they don't. Realistically, you're not going to see the ramifications of this trade until all three of these guys play, if they all do play. But of course, Zach Thompson, a lot like Bryce Wilson, will be the immediate kind of guy that you're going to see. Zach Thompson, of course, I think he'll be more in the back end of the rotation. We'll see how Derek Shelton wants to build his rotation around this stuff in due time. Of course, Jacob Stallings, the near gold glover the last 2 years, now in Miami. Zach Thompson, Connor Scott, Kyle Nicholas, welcome to Pittsburgh. It's a wonderful time here. Hopefully you guys enjoy it as well. And another thing that you can enjoy is making money, right? Well, if you want to make some money, make sure you check out Bet Online. Bet Online, of course, is here for the start of the basketball season. They're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and nearing the NFL postseason is here, and more props, odds, and lines are available than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. So if you put in one unit, which is $100, you get $50 of free money to win on basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, and right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online is where the game starts. And also, Bet Online sent me a nice little football schedule. So you can see this right here. Got some exclusive offers for the sports book. You know, we go into Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. You got the East-West Shrine Game. College football, you got the Senior Bowl. But even better, Sunday, January 9th. Steelers-Ravens for you Pittsburgh fans, Cowboys-Eagles, Chiefs, and Broncos. So they sent me this little book here, but all of that stuff is also available on betonline.ag. So make sure you go win some money there if you want to do some sports betting. And now, time for this part of the podcast again. Thank you all for tuning into the podcast today. You guys are all phenomenal. I appreciate you all for listening. And you know, it's awesome that you guys are killing it on YouTube, you're killing it on Twitter, you're doing all the stuff you're supposed to do, and I'm doing the things I'm supposed to do for you as well. So keep coming to see my wonderful face on YouTube, keep tuning in on Spotify, Odyssey, or Apple Podcasts, however you guys listen. And we're going to say goodbye to Colin Moran, Stephen Brault, and Chad Kuhl on the pod today. And realistically, if you had to ask me which one of these hurts the most, I'd say Colin Moran more than likely. Colin Moran, of course, realistically, was just, he was a fun guy to watch. Redbeard, Pirates, always was a smile, always had a smile on his face. It felt like whenever he did smile, it was really funny. He eventually came into the Darth Vader meme where he just was like kind of, you know, making no reaction whatsoever to things and stuff like that. So that was always something that he did that was always fun. I think I'll miss him the most. And Ben Cherington was talking today with some Pirates reporters saying that there is interest in bringing him back, but they do understand that they know that he's going to have other options out there as well. With this move, Yoshi Tsutsugo is definitely the starting first baseman heading into 2022. I see no doubt in that. But Colin Moran, if they can bring him back, I think they will probably try, just because there's not a lot of depth at that position coming behind Tsutsugo right now. Mason Martin really probably being the closest guy. So this one kind of hurts a little bit. Colin Moran, another kind of sad part about this is Colin Moran is now the final player of the Gerrit Cole trade to now be off of the Pittsburgh Pirates roster. Of course, Joe Musgrove went to the San Diego Padres. They DFA'd Michael Feliz, and then I can't ever remember the outfielder's name, which makes that trade even worse. So the Gerrit Cole trade remnants are now all off of the roster. So kind of sucks, but Colin Moran, we'll see if he does end up returning to Pittsburgh. We'll see how things go, but if he doesn't, best of luck to you, sir. Stephen Brault. Love Stephen Brault as a pitcher. Thought he was a phenomenal lefty. He was very reliable when he was on the field. Now, that was always Stephen Brault's problem. I think that will continue to be Stephen Brault's problem if he does move anywhere else. He was just always injured. He could never stay on the field, and it always hurt the Pirates in some way or another. It was very annoying, just because it felt like he was one of those guys where he could easily eat up five innings. You saw him come back this year. He struggled. He didn't look too bad, though. He looked okay for the most part. Stephen Brault, Seeing him leave, a lot of people were surprised after the Jose Quintana move that he was DFA'd. I wasn't. Me and Gary talked about it for weeks that we thought Stephen Brault and Chad Kuhl would both be off of this roster just because of the multitude of pitching options that they have, especially young pitching options that they need to get looks at. Really, that's where a lot of this gets into the big ties of the fact that, again, Stephen Brault, phenomenal player when he's on the field. I wouldn't even say phenomenal. Solid player, average player on the field when he's on the field, but injuries just stopped him. Stephen Brault, goodbye. Nice knowing you, man. Best of luck to your career. Chad Kuhl, cool guy. Well, Chad Kuhl was an interesting one as well. Always thought he was going to be more of a bullpen guy. I would have not minded keeping him in the bullpen for the Pittsburgh Pirates heading into 2022. But I know a lot of people like Gary, even like myself in a way, were just kind of tired of seeing it, seeing him pitch. At this point, not really much else to say about it. We saw enough of Chad Kuhl to know that he just was never going to really pan out here. We saw enough to know that Chad Kuhl was never going to be the greatest pitcher in the world. And we saw enough to know that Chad Kuhl definitely just wasn't going to pan out here. And I'm keeping this last part short just because I wanted to say goodbye to Colin Moran, Stephen Brault, and Chad Kuhl. And welcome back Ben Gamel, who also re-signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yoshi Tsutsugo re-signs with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jose Quintana, Roberto Perez, Jared Eichhoff. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Zach Thompson, Connor Scott, and Ryan Nichols. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Guys, thank you all so much for tuning in today on the Locked On Pirates podcast. Of course, I am your host, Ethan Smith, here at the Locked On Pirates podcast. You can follow me on Twitter as I get this off the screen real quick, at @MVP_Ethan. You can also follow the Locked On Pirates podcast on Twitter, at Locked On Pirates. You can find this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you guys keep hitting that subscribe button on YouTube. I love your comments on Twitter as well. Hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, do all that. And also, if you want to go make some money on betonline.ag, go check out your boy Q and Lee Sterling over at Locked On Bets. They are doing a phenomenal job over there as of late. So go listen to those guys as well. Until tomorrow, guys, I will see you on the flip side. Thank you so much. Hope you have a phenomenal Wednesday. Guys, you're amazing. Have a great day.